Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Well, we have a tie for first place. Roy Blunt Jr. and Paul Provenza each has 3 points. Allison Stewart has 2.
Allison, here we go. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Monday, blank was confirmed as Treasury Secretary.
Geithner.
Right. Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist blank died Tuesday at the age of 76.
John Updike.
Right. After Iraqi officials denied them an operating license, security firm blank said it would be prepared to leave the country within 72 hours.
Blackwater.
Right. Doctors were upbeat about the health of blanks born in California this week.
Octoplets.
Right. Police in Buffalo apprehended a man riding the Metro Rail without a ticket and discovered that he had blank.
No pants.
No, 44 containers of deodorant in his pants.
Oh.
Before he was impeached, Rob Blagojevich revealed that he had considered offering Obama's Senate seat to blank.
Oprah.
Right. According to a Pew Research poll, almost half of the people polled wish they lived blank.
Not in Pittsburgh.
No, somewhere else.
Oh.
And Pittsburgh is nice.
I agree.
Fishmongers in Tokyo temporarily banned tourists from the seafood market because they were tired of the tourists blanking.
Licking the fish.
You are so right, Allison. You were suspiciously right.
Not that I've ever done it.
No.
Not that I've
ever. You heard about it.
I just heard about it.
It's always wanted to.
The Tokyo fishmongers were used to tourists acting silly in the market, but when a Japanese TV crew caught a tipsy British tourist licking the head of a frozen tuna and patting it on the gills while two other tourists rode around in its cart, the market decided enough was enough. Tourists were banned during the peak season. They were allowed back in last week after promising not to get fresh with the fish. Carl, how did Allison do?
She had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Allison now has 14 points and the lead.
Wow.
You flipped a coin and Paul has elected to go next. So here you are, Paul, fill in the blank. The Postmaster General told Congress that massive deficits might cause the post office to blank.
Cut a day of service.
Right. Although U.S. Envoy George Mitchell called for a truce, violence escalated in blank.
Gaza.
Right. FDA officials said that a plant in Georgia knowingly shipped blank tainted with salmonella.
Peanut product.
Right, peanut butter. In an interview with an Al Arabiya network, blank told Muslims, quote, Americans are not your enemy.
Obama.
Right. To protect children, officials in one New York town have voted to keep blank hidden behind store counters.
Blagojevich.
No, candy cigarettes.
Right.
Miller High Life announced that it will broadcast a 1-second commercial spot during this year's blank.
Super Bowl.
Right. James Brady, best known for his celebrity profiles that appeared weekly in blank, died at age 80.
New York Post.
No, Parade Magazine. Employees at a hospital in County Durham, England, have been ordered to wear protective headgear, walk in pairs, and carry umbrellas to fend off blank.
The U.S. Senate.
No. Squirrels. Rampaging squirrels. As if we needed it, further proof of the savagery of squirrels.
Why don't we give them tainted peanuts?
Brilliant, Paul.
Nobody checks with me on these things.
According to Britain's Daily Mail newspaper, a nurse at the hospital was jumped by a pair of gray squirrels. The attack was so fierce she had to get stitches.
Whoa.
That the hospital sent out a warning urging all staffers to take the protective measures we mentioned. Most importantly, they are never to walk alone. That way, if one of them is attacked by a vicious squirrel, the other person can stand there and say, wow, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13, but Allison still has the lead with 14 points.
All right. So how many then does Roy need to win?
6 correct answers.
6, all right. Tough order, Roy. Here we go. This is for the game, fill in the blank. On Monday, 7 companies cut a combined total of over 70,000 blanks.
Jobs.
Right, on Wednesday, the House defeated a bill that would have delayed the conversion to blank.
To electric cars.
No, to digital TV.
According to
a new poll, the majority of New Yorkers think the governor did a fair or poor job in choosing a new blank.
A new senator.
Right. President Obama signed his first significant bill into law on Thursday when he signed the new blank act.
Stimulus package.
No, he didn't sign the stimulus package yet. He signed the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay
Act. Oh, that's right.
Police are investigating how a 14-year-old boy was able to successfully blank for 5 hours.
To pose as a policeman.
Yes, and patrol in a patrol car for that time. On Tuesday, a pair of red Naughty Monkey Double Dare brand pumps worn by blank on the campaign trail sold for $2,025 on eBay.
Oddly enough, it was John McCain.
That's why they went for so much. Sarah Palin, of course, the ashes of Gene Roddenberry, the creator of blank, will be launched into space with those of his wife, Majel Barrett.
Star Wars.
Right. 100,000 Australian men have signed up for an online reminder service that will warn them that blank.
That their wives are about to come home.
No, that their girlfriend is about to get PMS.
Ooh.
PMSBuddy.com monitors the girlfriend or wife's natural cycle, gauges threat levels by color, sends warnings such as, she's on yellow, tread carefully, fella. The site offers a message board, which is often visited by people quite offended by the existence of the service. As one woman posted, quote, if you don't get cramps, shut up. You have no idea what that's like, and guys, don't you dare insult us, unquote. After which enrollment in the service shot up 223%. Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
Peter, he got the seventh one wrong also. It was Star Trek, not Star Wars.
Oh, that's right. Star Trek.
Well, anyhow, Roy had three correct answers for six more points. He needed at least six to win. So with 14 points, Allison Stewart is
my first time!
First time I won! Before we finish, Carl, I got to ask. You caught the difference between Star Trek and Star Wars. Carl, are you a dork?
I guess.
I don't think you have to be a dork to tell the difference.
I know the difference.
All right.